Ian had some interesting international travels. First, he gave a course in Honolulu, spending several days there, including a trip around Oahu, guided by the same man who took Nikki and John around a few months later. It's a fascinating island, with densely vegetated and apparently vertical cliffs on the west side, and an amazing variety of flowers and trees. The hotel was right on Waikiki Beach. He was served al fresco meals to the sound of surf and took daily swims after work. From there to an undistinguished conference in North Carolina and on to Belfast for a great week with his mum and sister. He spent much time on the water, racing and sailing with Pippa's kids in their many boats, walked and ate and drank inordinately well. The next jaunt was to a conference in Suzdal, a small, well-preserved town near Moscow, with 40 old and impressive churches and monasteries serving a population of just a few hundred. It was Ian's first time in Russia, and although Suzdal was okay, he didn't like Moscow at all. He was surprised that although many tourists and quite a few chilly wedding parties strolled around Red Square and the Kremlin, he never heard any English or other European language. The Russian people seemed dour, unfriendly, and unhelpful. They never smiled or laughed, except for a few apparently well-heeled young people. They reminded him of our sheep. Lambs gamble happily until they seem to reach a point one day where they look around and say, "I'm a sheep," after which it's heads down, munch, munch, no fun for the rest of their lives. And rude. Russians are incredibly boorish, pushing and shoving in queues. However, he did have some interesting musical experiences, improvising to Ukrainian folk tunes at the conference dinner. From Russia, he went to Swansea for a brief visit, and Sheffield for a nice day with Brother Brian. Finally, 3 weeks in India, Cozy Cody, formerly Calicut, in Kerala, Delhi, and Kolkata, formerly Calcutta. What a great and intense experience, and how utterly different from Russia. He wants to write a lot about it, but alas, no space. So, another busy year. We failed in our New Year's resolution to do less and write shorter Christmas letters, but it's been fun, and fun writing. We just learned from Joe, who teaches English, that to write is to taste life twice, according to Anais Nin, who should know. It's a good taste. Congratulations for getting all the way through to the end, and may peace be with you. With love, Pam and Ian.